Good day, good people. I'm Brother Robert Farrell, and welcome to Contemplative Interbeings Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is recorded live on Crowdcast, and we invite all of our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us live each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central so that you too can become part of the conversation that happens after our session. If you will, let me know in the chat section that you can hear me okay, and share with you that, you know, whether you are here for the live session or you are enjoying the recording, we thank you for being part of Wisdom Wednesday. What is wisdom? Well, wisdom isn't knowing more, but it's really knowing with more of you. It's knowing deeper and richer. And Wisdom Wednesday was created as an invitation to open to the depths of yourself, your intellect, your will, emotions. Yes, open to the ground of wisdom, which is the transformation of human consciousness and the transformation of the heart. Today, we're going to encounter three brief wisdom musings, and each one of those will be followed by a minute of silence. And in that time, you're invited into the contemplative practice of resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. You can do one or all four or a combination of any of them. Resonate. Does something that you have heard connect with you? It might be symbolized by a single word or a short phrase that you've heard. Reflect. It's a time to meditate with images and thoughts. Respond. Perhaps you might want to respond by journaling or prayer or movement. And rest. To simply be silent and open to the presence and action of divine love in your life. After those three musings and periods of silence, we'll close by sharing a spiritual practice. We like to do that each week. And then we'll enter into group dialogue here in the live session on Crowdcast. So friends, with an open heart, a calm, centered presence, and a gentle breath, let us begin as we muse on the topic of pilgrimage. Pilgrimage is of some type is found in many religions. It is an exercise in letting go, an exercise in searching for wonder, a constant discovery of the new. And pilgrimage accustoms people to change and growth. Change and growth. And many pilgrims will go to Jerusalem, and oftentimes they'd go for a whole year or more. And then at the River Jordan, they would dive in the water and swim across. To help us to understand pilgrimage in its idea sense, it has to do with the sanctification of both time and place. This moment or this place is as perfect as it can be. Our temptation is to always look to the next moment, to be more perfect, the next place, and then the next moment or place. And the reasons we are rushing into the future is because we're not experiencing a wholeness in the present. And when we haven't grasped the present, we always live under an illusion. Pilgrimage helps us see that attitude and helps us see that that attitude is essentially wrong. As long as we think happiness is around the corner, It means that we haven't grasped happiness yet, because happiness is given in this moment and this place. And this moment and place are as perfect as they can be. Now, preparation is required before going on pilgrimage, and a few suggestions here. First of all, make amends with everyone you have ever wronged. If you go on pilgrimage and you're holding any kind of unforgiveness, it may not be a good pilgrimage. You most likely will carry it with you. It's not baggage you need. And don't leave until you've forgiven everyone who'd ever wronged you. Leave everything in right relationship at home. Sometime in the course of a pilgrimage, celebrating some kind of reconciliation is deemed very appropriate. Go wash your face and cleanse your soul. And this here is an attitude that we can pray for at the beginning of any pilgrimage, that God will keep our hearts open and loving, because a pilgrimage can't just be a tourist trip. The meaning of a pilgrimage is an interior journey. It's enacted exteriorly. We embark on such an interior journey. And if no interior journey happens, we really haven't made a pilgrimage. Because pilgrimage is praying with your body, and it's praying with your feet. It is an exterior prayer. And the exterior prayer keeps calling you into the interior prayer. So let's pause here for a moment of contemplative practice to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Now, pilgrimage invites passionate spirituality. And pilgrims move in two directions at the same time. There's an outward direction toward a holy destination. And then there's an inward journey seeking an encounter with the sacred. So pilgrimage may be thought of as extroverted mysticism, just as mysticism is introverted pilgrimage. And embarking on such a journey, we become untethered. There's uncertain, trusting steps that also move us out of our spiritual familiarity. We walk out of boxes of dogmatic beliefs. We walk away from practices of comfortable spirituality. Pilgrimage is the great liminal experience of the religious life. pilgrimage is a rejection of modernity's expectations and assumptions about time, place, perceptions, satisfaction, speed, predictability, and the material world. For many, pilgrimage is a once-in-a-lifetime embodied quest of spiritual abandonment. The embodied movement of pilgrimage is an opportunity to step outside our habitual rhythms with God. The pilgrim's walking body holds incarnate this inner journey of the soul. And the spirit yearns to break out and to break open our old practices, our protective shells of comfortable spirituality, connecting our inner selves more deeply to God's love and to God's world. So make a pilgrimage a spirit-filled journey instead of merely a trip. Pilgrimage is an individual matter between the person and God. Make an interior journey and find a bigger God. The practice is there to practice the discipline of silence, to take some solitude. We don't need to just fill the silence up with more sounds. Keep a journal when you're on pilgrimage. Take some of that silent time and write about your experience. Write about what's happening inside of you. And as regrets and mistakes come forward in your consciousness, and they are inside all of us, just keep handing them over to God. Write down your interior experiences. These are all disciplines to deepen the quality of our listening. And pray for the freedom to be released from cynicism and judgment. A pilgrim really must be like a child who can approach everything with an attitude of wonder and awe and faith. So friends, let's pray for wonder. Let's pray for awe. Let's pray for the desire to desire and ask God to take away our cynicism. And let's do that now with a minute or so of contemplative practice where we can resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. You may know this, but the first thing that all human beings hear in the womb is their mother's heartbeat. And then there's the metaphor of a journey to the center of the heart, and that offers many insights into the nature of pilgrimage in general, and the inward journey of the pilgrim in particular. If you are a stranger, if you are weary from the struggles of life, whether you have a broken heart, follow the long mountain road and find a home. Many people go on pilgrimage because they feel that longing in their hearts and they are searching for something. Perhaps divine love or inner peace, relief from a broken heart, or a more meaningful life. And they gain solace from belonging to a group of pilgrims along the way. Thus, the heart is a metaphor for our deepest and truest selves. Heart is a metaphor for our deepest and truest selves. God, you have made us for yourself, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. This sacred art of pilgrimage involves holding both an inward and outward journey together, sometimes in tension, but always focused on the search for meaning, for the divine. And what most distinguishes the sacred art of pilgrimage is the characteristic inward journey, a turning of one's heart to the divine, with the expectation of transformation on every level of being along the way. Yearning in the heart, deeply and inwardly. So listen. Listen with the ear of the heart. It's probably of no surprise to you that God can be sought and known outside of traditional church services and forms of prayer. And every day we are given a natural way to connect with God. It depends on really being present to what is right in front of us. As Scripture has said, God has made it plain. And the missing element for many of us is contemplation, which allows us to see things in their wholeness and with respect. And if we were to spend time in nature, we would know them on a cellular level, on a physical and energetic level. It's much more holistic and heartfelt. There is nothing that is not spiritual for those who have learned how to see. And a pilgrimage can take place in our backyards and in our neighborhoods. To be a pilgrim, one simply needs to have a purpose and a place in mind where one can go in order to experience the holy. Pilgrimage is the state of mind and heart or spirit that changes the vacation, the hike, the car ride, the walk, the errand, the jog into a pilgrimage in which one encounters the holy. And when the pilgrim sets her foot on the ground, every step is a goal. And the pilgrim says, now, now, now. She is living in the present and claiming the presence of the holy now in her midst. Friends, the road of life we are on is our pilgrimage. So take a moment now to practice that contemplation, to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Friends, thank you for your presence and loving kindness during those musings. And now I would like to share with you the spiritual practice. And the spiritual practice this week is walking a labyrinth. The contemplative practice of walking a labyrinth actually grew out of the medieval commitment to go on a pilgrimage. And so this week, I'd like to encourage you, if possible, to find a labyrinth to visit. You can find links on the internet quite easy, and I'm sure a simple Google search will help you locate a labyrinth in your area. Labyrinths are found in different forms on all continents, within many cultures and mythologies. They're carved or painted on ancient cave and church walls and set in floors at sacred sites such as Gothic cathedrals, retreat centers, and contemporary churches. These circular paths are a way of learning and praying through movement instead of through thinking. And labyrinths seem to have emerged from the collective unconscious, representing a clear path to center, to the divine. Now, a classical labyrinth has seven cycles, each representing a stage of life, and seven U-turns as we learn to change course at least that many times in a normal life. Now, I say a classical labyrinth, you will find labyrinths with more or less than the seven, and that's okay. But, you know, in a straight line trajectory, you really, no one grows. It only makes you more and more rigid and flexible. So you can find a labyrinth. Some are in the ground, some are painted on the floor, others are a large canvas that's spread out. But find that labyrinth for your feet or your fingers to traverse. I have a finger labyrinth. Actually, this is used as a decoration as well, but you can enter into the labyrinth and travel that path. Feel that, you know, with your bodily sensations and move through it that way. So you can walk or trace the labyrinth as if on pilgrimage without a goal beyond the experience itself. You don't have to try to do anything or make anything happen. You just want to move through it consciously and slowly, really allowing the divine to guide and teach you. Let that path teach its own lessons. Because there really is no one correct message. And the turning circuits of a labyrinth remind us that life is change. Life is transformation. Life is, well, that Greek word metanoia, turning around. So I hope you can find a labyrinth this week or the next or every week and enjoy your pilgrimage. Well, friends, this is where we say good night to our YouTube and podcast listeners, and we thank each one of them for tuning in, and we hope you'll join us in a live session so that you can become part of the dialogue that happens next. And as always, I like to remind you that this path is love. Love is the way, and you are love. So stay awesome and be love. We hope to see you again soon.